This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue today with our study, which we were involved in last time, on Christian marriage. And I've been pointing out that marriages fail, at least they're not great as God would have them to be, because the partners, both the partners, are not adequate in that marriage, at least one of them isn't. And they're not adequate because they do not follow the Bible. Specifically, we have talked about the fact that men fail to follow the Bible as to the basic aim or goal in life, and they fail in the development of Christian character. Today, I want to talk about the fact that sometimes people are not truly adequate as marriage partners because of their emotional life. They're worried, they're afraid, they're anxious, and no one can be the right kind of marriage partner if he or she is constantly worried. I should like to call your attention to a number of passages of Scripture which I believe will be helpful to everyone who really wants to build the right kind of emotional life to be truly happy here upon this earth. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, Paul said, "Rejoice, and again I say unto thee, rejoice." And then note verses 6 and 7. "In nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus." Now you see, it is possible, because God gives us instruction to that end, for one to have real peace of mind. It is possible for one to be truly happy as he lives here upon this earth. Not because everything is going his way, but in spite of the fact that they may not be. In 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, the Apostle Peter declared, "Casting all your anxieties upon him, for he careth for you." Now the basic meaning there is that you can cast all your problems upon the Lord because he is taking care of you. And then there is a passage in the Old Testament, Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 and 6, which is surely a passage which can be of great help to every one of us in our day-by-day living. This passage says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Now note, it tells us what not to do, and it tells us what to do. First of all, we are to trust in the Lord, and we're not to lean upon our own understanding. We're not to look at life and simply figure it out the way it looks to us, but rather we are to turn to the sacred scriptures, to turn to the Bible, to find out what the Bible teaches, and therefore what God tells us to do as to how we're to live in our daily lives. Now, no wife who is fraught with fear and worry and anxiety, who's on the verge of an emotional breakdown, can be the right kind of wife, can make the right kind of contribution to the marriage when her husband comes home from work tired, if she has that kind of basic attitude. I plead with both husbands and wives to recognize that the Bible can give you the answer to emotional problems. Now I turn rather hurriedly to the fact of the necessity of commitment in marriage. Sometimes people enter marriage with the idea that it's more or less a 90-day option rather than a lifetime contract. You sometimes hear people thinking about even in terms of the divorce settlement or the alimony they're going to receive even before they're married. This surely is not right in the sight of God. I want to read to you from Matthew chapter 19, beginning with about verse 3, a passage which shows us how very important in the sight of God is marriage. "And there came unto him Pharisees, trying him, and saying, Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause?" Now Jesus makes clear that that is not the case. And the single ground upon which a person may put away his wife and marry another is that of the unfaithfulness, that is, that she's guilty of fornication upon the part of his wife. But more of that will have to wait until next time. Be with us then, please.